Proclamation number 3531 of 31st of August, 1945. Affliction of the servants of God by forces of darkness. The more the soul strives towards God, the more it is harassed by the forces of darkness which try to distance the soul from God again by all means. And the human being will be in constant battle with these forces if he wants to resist and withstand all temptations. God's adversary uses all his power in order to succeed, and he works through people who are weak-willed and allow themselves to be influenced by him. But it will only take a short time and the power will be taken from him. And therefore he rages all the more because he knows that his time is coming to an end and he tries to make use of it in order to seize power completely, but he will not succeed. But anyone who obviously works for God need not fear him because God's adversary is powerless where the strength from God is active. But God has also promised his strength to his servants, and thus all efforts are fruitless which aim to stop the work of a servant of God. God protects his workers, he gives them grace and strength to carry out their mission on earth, and thus he also prevents his adversary if he tries to assert himself wherever the Lord's servants are active. Their faith is like a bulwark and God's adversary has little success. Despite his power, he is powerless where God's Spirit is active. For this, as God's portion, has greater power, and every attempt to keep the human being from his work for God is in vain. Where God's Spirit is active, the adversary's power is broken by God. The human being already belongs to God because his will is completely turned towards him, and the forces of light stand by his side and protect him from the corrupting influence of the enemy of their souls. And thus a servant of God can no longer be hindered in his activity on earth for the kingdom of God, for he only acts as the Spirit of God instructs him, and he is immune to all temptations of evil. And no matter whether the attacks become ever stronger, the strength of the human being who is willing to serve God constantly increases, and thus he will always and constantly offer resistance. He will remain victorious in the battle with the powers of darkness, for the light is with him, and where there is light there is also strength. The human being is in union with God and no power will be able to remove him from God, because God himself holds him and will never allow him to fall into the adversary's hands who wants to be his child on earth and testifies to this through his will to serve him. Amen.